With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At a campaign rally in Michigan yesterday, former President Donald Trump says that the state is key to his being elected.
We have a chance of maybe doing something that nobody's ever done before politically in this country, at least not for a long time, but we have a chance. But Michigan, we win Michigan, we win the whole deal, and we make America great again. You got to get out of here.
Meanwhile, millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting.
Election Day isn't until November 5th, but officials say about 29 million people have already cast their ballots. That's more than one-sixth of the number of people who voted during the 2020 race for the White House. Early voting data, of course, only shows who cast ballots, not how they voted. But the numbers reflect a growing number of Americans voting by mail or doing in-person early voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NASA says an astronaut has been released from the hospital after returning from space. The unidentified crew member was briefly treated for an unspecified medical issue yesterday, shortly after returning with three others from a nearby eight-month stay at the ISS. Also at SRNnews.com, the Washington Post will not get involved in the presidential race.
The Post reported on its own decision, quoting anonymous sources who said an endorsement of Kamala Harris over Donald Trump had been written but not published, and the company's owner, billionaire Jeff Bezos, made the decision. The Los Angeles Times also announced it is not endorsing a presidential candidate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel has attacked Iran with pre-dawn airstrikes in retaliation for the barrage of ballistic missiles Tehran fired on Israel earlier in the month. It's the first time Israel's military has openly attacked Iran. There is no indication that Iran's oil or nuclear sites were struck, but the targets were all military sites and not civilian. Iran insists the strikes caused only limited damage and downplayed them. Israeli spokesman says the country has every right to defend itself. Kamala Harris has found a new constituency. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Pornographers. A $100,000 campaign called Hands Off My Porn is seeking to get the Democratic presidential candidate elected in November. The pornographers who are backing the effort fear that former President Trump and other conservative candidates will move to limit their profits if elected. Harris recently appeared on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that focuses on sexuality and is known for the vulgarities and explicit language of its female host. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt says he has no problem with kicker Harrison Butker forming a political action committee designed to encourage Christians to vote for traditional values. Hunt says the Chiefs have players on both sides of the political aisle, and he supports efforts to make a difference. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel is releasing more details about the attacks being planned by a terrorist cell discovered this week in East Jerusalem. The Media Line's Michael Friedson has more.
Terror plots, including the planned assassination of an Israeli nuclear scientist, were thwarted when Israeli security agents arrested seven Arab residents of East Jerusalem. Other attacks planned by the cell included the killing of the mayor of a town in central Israel and throwing hand grenades at Israeli security personnel. Reports indicate the espionage ring has been active for about a year. The attack against the nuclear scientist that never happened was to have earned the terrorist about $53,000. Meanwhile, attacks by missiles fired into Israel appear to be endless. On Thursday, five missiles were intercepted by Israel's anti-missile batteries. The thwarted terrorist attacks yielded more than 1,000 of the weapons ready to be fired. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.